Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, so Michigan and Michigan State have the week off. Michigan coming off that Purdue game, which was it was a game that took place, and not a overly impressive win. I don't think anybody expected them or thought they should be in a dogfight late, but they were. It's a team that's continues to find a way to win, but is also doing little to inspire the fan base to think that they can win the one at the end. Now, after the USC game, it was like, okay, they're not going to get to the end, but the goal is to try and get to the end and give yourself a chance. If you can get to the end at 9-2, you know, it seemed like a reasonable expectation, but Washington was playing pretty well. They've managed to continue to win games. And I know there's a degree of frustration settling in with some of the play, specifically quarterback play. People want to see more from Bryce, and I get it. And I'll say this about the development of any program or any team. There's kind of really three things that could be going on. One is the coaching staff can't develop, which many people, I think, have taken up that position at this point. There is a possibility that the players that they recruited were either overrated or not worth the hype, or the development just hasn't happened yet. We talked about the success rates for true freshman quarterbacks are almost directly proportional to the number of veterans that they have around them. And the greatest example is Trevor Lawrence, and that Clemson team was filled with NFL talent. So you can choose to believe whatever you want. The coaches can't develop, the players are overrated, or it just hasn't happened yet. There's some interesting trends going on. Given that they have so many freshman eligible players, I think it'll be intriguing to see what this group can turn into. One of the interesting trends was last week, once Donovan McCully got hurt, and it probably forced the hand a little bit, all of a sudden Jamar Browder got 18 snaps in that game. The wide receiver snaps, Marsh had 41, McCully got hurt, then Goodwin 19, Browder 18, Kendrick Bell 16, Samaj Morgan 10. I know Samaj has frustrated people, but as a veteran player, he knows what routes to run, and he part of his influence is the blitz that got overturned, the Michigan State, the sack fumble one, that the offsides play. Samaj was the one that saw it coming, that was pointing it out. These are ways a player can contribute. But got it. Yep, want to catch the ball every single time it's thrown to you, and some people think the quarterback can take, as Jason Avant says, the difference between a fastball and a free throw.
Well, there is a difference.
It's the touch you put on him.
Yeah, and I think Bryce Underwood, obviously, he's got tons of talent, and you're going to see, like you said earlier in the show, not all progress is linear. You may take some steps back before you take some steps forward. I think it would behoove him, and I think it did a little of this against Purdue, utilize your tight ends.
Yeah.
You know, I always say, tight end, that's your best friend. If you're a quarterback, a young quarterback in particular, somebody new to an offense, take care of that. And Zach Marshall had some big receptions in the game against Purdue. They got Marlon Klein. I don't know if they use him enough, but utilize the short passing game to build the confidence so when the time comes to throw daggers downfield, you can, because obviously you want to throw. No quarterback wants to sit there and dump it off. Everybody who's ever played quarterback wants to throw deep, that moment, right?
I want to check it down.
Right, exactly. But the reality is with Michigan's offense, they should just be running the ball anyway, because it doesn't matter if it's Haynes or if it's Jordan Marshall. These guys are getting a job done. 185 yards rushing? Take away the big 54-yard run, he still had 131 yards rushing.
Yeah, and you know, I think this Michigan team is still better than last year's team. So, you know, it may be baby steps, but we'll see. They got a bye week, boy, they could use to get healthy. They had arguably four of their top five defensive players out for much of that game, and Purdue was held to a season-low 276 yards of offense. As far as Michigan State's concerned, I mean, I know there's angst about the coach. Got it. Yep. But a team, I thought, showed up.
I thought they definitely showed up. They came to play. They didn't get the win. They have themselves to blame for it. Yes, it was a horrible call that was called correctly originally in overtime. It was interference when the player's jersey was being tugged away from his body. And then they actually called the penalty, announced it to the crowd, and then had a discussion.
Did they even spot the ball?
I'm not sure if they had spotted it down. I think they were going to. And then next thing you know, they pick up the flag and say, oh, there is no penalty for interference, when it clearly should have been interference. Regardless of that, they had their chances to win. And it was not a great day for Nick Marsh to have some mistakes. Dropping what should have been a touchdown pass in the end zone was one. The holding call he had on a long touchdown run that called it back, that's another. And then the one he's involved with, but it's not his fault, was he's wide open down the sidelines and Milivojevic throws it, but he underthrows him. And he doesn't get in the end zone as a result. They had the ball inside the five, but they can't convert it. And then they miss the bunny field goal. Mm-hmm. You can't do those things and expect to win games. They should have won it in regulation, and it would have been a nice story. These guys feeling great about themselves to get a win after the heartbreaking loss to Michigan. Get a win on the road, which would have been nice. And, you know, give credit for Jonathan Smith for having the balls to go out there and say, you know what? Not Aiden Childs today. Alessio Milivojevic. That's who's going to start a quarterback this week. And when that was announced, I was like, okay, that's interesting. I wasn't excited. I thought it was interesting because it's not what I would have done. But good for you for having the balls to do it when everybody in the world thinks that you're literally tied at the hip or attached to the hip to Aiden Childs as your quarterback because you both came from Oregon State. He made the move.
Probably wasn't easy for him.
No, it couldn't have been. And Milivojevic, he was good. He wasn't great, but he was good. He had 300 yards passing and only 20 completions. He made some mistakes and probably held on the ball a little bit too long at times, but it's his first start. I mean, it was encouraging. And that's all I can say about the game is that there were some encouraging moments. Unfortunately, they end up losing the game, and it's just another loss. And here they are, 0-6 in the Big Ten with three games to go. Are they winnable games with the rest of the way? Look, Penn State is a beaten-up team, but Penn State can still run the ball. There still are some really good players. It's just the quarterback is not what it was, and that's going to change things up. Playing at Iowa is not where you want to play. Iowa's awfully tough on the road, so that's going to be tough to play when you're on the road at Iowa. And then the last game of the year against Maryland at Ford Field, I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know, you know, if players are going to opt out or not, if there will be any announcement beforehand. I can't imagine that they would announce that they're going to fire the coach between now and then. And I'm not sure I would at this point. I think there's pros and cons of doing it. I'm not sold on it yet. I'm leaning in that direction, but I wouldn't do it right now. I think it's just punitive and stupid to do it now. Let the rest of the season play out and see what Michigan State has to offer, what these players are going to do. Are they going to show some heart and some determination and grit and play these games, or are they just going to fold?
Okay, I want to say this as an overall statement about the state of college football here in 2025, in a world where I think some people want to move on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On from their college football coach. Sometimes in sports, when everybody zigs, I like the zag. And stability right now, if you have a stable situation, you have in your house in college football, this is a great time to have a stable situation. Because if you get the chance to go out and clean up, first of all, you get a leg up on all the schools that have fired their coach on recruiting the current high school athletes. You can pilfer from their current commitments. Hell, you can pilfer from their current rosters. Penn State, Virginia Tech, LSU, Florida, Oklahoma State, Auburn, UCLA, Auburn,
Arkansas.
All those players are there for the taking. And I know people want to, some people want to move on from Sherrone Moore. I've seen social media. Others want to move on, got it more for Michigan State. If you commit the money it would take to buy him out to going and pilfering those rosters, if you're Michigan and you think you need a wide receiver, do you think there's any at any of those schools that could help you?
Without a doubt.
It is a great time to have a coach in place and to go. If you have money to buy out a coach or if you have money to spend on recruiting, you could really clean up this offseason.
Well, that's the thing. If you're willing to spend $30 million to buy him out, if you're willing to spend that kind of money, like you say, would you rather spend that $30 million on players and get the right players in the mix? If you have to get another assistant coach, perhaps, you can do that as well. But understanding if you buy him out for $30 million at Michigan State, then you still have to hire another coach. Okay. And you're behind the eight ball because everybody else is raiding your program now. And it's tough to be a raider unless you have the can't miss hire ready to go in place.
Yep. And I look at great like zag moves. And I think what Indiana did with Cignetti, getting a guy that not only brought players from James Madison, but cleaned up on got a bunch of G2 guys. I mean, it's not like he got 40 guys from G2, but he got some quality group of five players. I think of the Red Wings going to Europe before everybody else and cleaning up on Russians. I think this is a great year to have a stable program, to have your coach still in-house, and to try and go clean up on those rosters. Whatever it is you think your program needs, guess what? It's probably out there and seasoned elsewhere. So anyway, nobody cares what I think. Let's talk some more college football next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's Ice Cream Van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.